Who can remind me kind of where we left off yesterday? What's the state of Russia?
They just killed the Tsar and the royal family.
Okay, just killed the Tsar and the royal family. That means who's in charge?
Nobody.
Nobody.
It's...
Huh? No. Good question. No, that's not them outside of killing them. That'd be messed up. Yeah. All right. Like, killing a family wasn't messed up, but that would be really messed up to take a picture of it. Okay. So we left off with them killing the Tsar, so there's no going back to that system. That's kind of over. All right? Huh? I don't know. Might be just something that's drawn on there. There's a couple of people on there. I wonder what that's about. That's a good question. All right. So, what they did, though, is they set up a provisional government. What does provisional mean?
Vision of a government that they had that they thought that would be a good idea.
Provisional government means something that's, like, temporary. Set up. It's not quite official. Okay? So... this is the provisional government that they set up. They called it the Soviet. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Ah, like Soviet Union? Okay. Soviet meaning this collection of people that were representatives of all the people. So these were all elected people to represent the people. Kind of an interesting picture. You got all these people like up here standing looking fancy. Then you got these guys kind of lounging in the front.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. I don't know what the end. It must signify something, or where they're from, or something like that. But yeah, there is a bunch of them. That's kind of weird. So let me check that out. Okay. But yeah, so they set up a provisional government called the Soviet. Unfortunately, though, it was not effective. It sucked. They just bickered back and forth over and over again. Everybody get the reference of that picture?
Yeah. What happened to the guards that killed the family?
Survived.
Yeah. Were they like, yeah, you guys are awesome, or were they just like, yeah, we just leave now?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so here we go. So, what happened then? That government sucked, so they had another revolution. Yeah, okay? This one was called the October Revolution. All right.
Did it happen in September?
I think it happened in November.
Yeah. Is that why Russia's so big?
All right. So what happened? It was overthrown by a coup called the... anybody want to think they can pronounce that?
Bolsheviks.
The Bolsheviks. Yeah, the Bolsheviks. Who, their big cause, they wanted to give everybody peace, land, and bread. Which is kind of like a weird campaign slogan. It's like, I will give you peace, land, and bread. You'd be like, can I have Doritos instead of bread? But yeah, that's what it meant. Food. Okay, remember, people are starving. This is what they want. They don't want any more fighting. Everybody wants land. And everybody wants food. Bread. Okay? And see, red being their big thing. Okay? These were the communists. Okay? The Bolsheviks were the communists. Okay? Big communists here. Okay? So, they actually overthrow the government and they come into power. And they are led by this man.
Trying to get peace by fighting.
Okay? Well, sometimes that's how you do it. It was a fairly bloodless revolution at first, okay? But you can see, this was the man in charge. He was originally part of the Soviet, was considered too radical, okay? But was extremely popular. Here's another picture of him. These look kind of familiar, maybe. Kind of cool. We're getting there. This is his name. Vladimir Lenin, okay, becomes the leader of Marxist Russia. Anybody remember the name Marxist?
No.
Read something about him?
Yeah, was it Karl Marx?
Karl Marx?
Yeah.
Called what?
Called the
Communist Manifesto. This guy was a devout believer of Karl Marx. Who can remember what Karl Marx was talking about when we talked about it last semester? Communist Manifesto.
Oh, yeah. So, like,
Everything's unified. Nothing's different. We're all the same. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Talking about all the same. But remember, he talked about class upheaval, that the workers would overthrow the rich and murder them.
The bourgeoisie.
Yeah. But look at this. They perfectly lived it out. They overthrew the wealthy and killed them. Okay? They're setting up a new government where everybody's equal. So, Marxist Russia, he has now succeeded in creating communist Russia. And he is in charge.
But he also is a leader, so...
Well, someone's got to lead.
But then that's not equal.
It can still be equal, but someone's got to be in charge.
That's true.
Anybody seen a statue of this guy?
No.
Anybody been to Fremont, Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a statue of Vladimir Lenin down there.
Why?
Revolutionary thought. It was actually donated to the city of Fremont. Okay. It's kind of random. But yeah, there's a statue of him down there. Kind of random. But yeah, so he became the big leader of Russia. Overthrew, came in. Was the big monumental leader. But this leads to a civil war, of course. It's kind of an interesting name. It's called the Reds versus the Whites. Okay? So the Reds being the Leninists, the Marxists, the Soviets, the Communists, all them. So here's them here. So it's the Reds, the Bolsheviks, and the Whites would be the anti-Bolsheviks. So the people that did not believe in communism. They didn't believe in communism at all, so they would fight against. They would go back to the Soviet or back to Tsarist Russia and things like that.
They kind of look kind of different.
Oh, it's remember, these are all propaganda things to make them look strong. That's why all those like paintings you saw of Lenin looking super awesome, it's a painting. I'm not going to make a bad painting of somebody if you like them. Okay. That would be stupid. Okay. So here's there. They're making the Bolsheviks look strong, stepping on people, putting out fires. Can't really translate the Russian for you, but you can see kind of the white guys.
Weak.
The whites would be like the rich.
Uh-huh.
So they'd have more weapons and whatnot.
Well, that's a good point. The whites would be the more wealthy people because they don't want change. If you're wealthy, you want to keep everything the same because life is super because you're wealthy. But remember, the people that overthrew the government in the first place were the workers, the poor, the hungry. Well, here's an opportunity to not be those things anymore. So think about it. Russia was in the World War I and then left, so they can go fight a civil war. So, kind of brutal.
They left towards the end.
Really. Yeah. So here's the whites advertisement. So you can see them more like old knights and how great they are and that they have liberty on their side, and this is them stepping over the Bolshevik flag.
That's Bolshevik.
Okay. So, it was the both sides here. More propaganda, though. Here's an idea of what we're talking about. So, the Bolsheviks controlled all this red area, okay? And these areas that they're trying to take over. Everywhere this tannish color was Russia. Blue would be the whites trying to attack, and red would be the Bolsheviks attacking. Green would also be other countries trying to get involved to sway which way it goes.
Why? Why?
Because they supported the whites. Why change? People were making money with Russia for 300 years and liking how life was. They didn't want it changed. So, you see, it turned into a massive civil war kind of all over the place. But it lasted for 2 years, and at the end of it, the United Soviet Socialist Republic is created.
With the whites
won? Red won. Oh. Hence the red flag.
Oh, well, then why is it saying Soviet?
Ah, Soviet, though, is still was the organization of people. Oh. Is the term. Like we use Congress.
Oh, okay.
Soviet.
That's a better name than Hammer
okay.
Sicklestar.
So, this is their flag. So at the end of it, the Bolsheviks created this government. Everybody's heard the USSR?
Yeah.
That's what it stands for. United Soviet Socialist Republics. Which is somewhat of an oxymoron, but that's okay. Okay. Yeah, the USSR. But yeah, so the logo here, you got the star, You got the hammer for the industrial workers, okay? And then you got the sickle, okay, for cutting wheat for the farmers, okay? Supposed to represent the people, okay? So the USSR is created after 2 years of civil war. So they fought in World War I and then had to fight 2 years of civil war. It's pretty crappy, okay? Not very fun. Well, unfortunately, though, in 1924, Lenin dies.
Oh, no.
That's what he looked like, too. That's a real picture of him.
No, no.
Already died.
Heart
attack.
I think it was natural causes.
Dysentery.
Everybody see the hands, though?
Both clenched. Yeah.
Clenched and open?
What does that mean?
Peace and strength?
Oh. I thought he was strangling something, and then it was just like...
So Lenin dies. The whole leader of this whole thing dies. That's going to be a big deal. Here's a current picture of Lenin.
What?
You can still go see him.
A current picture?
Well, you can go see him in an open glass casket.
How is he still?
It's a national treasure.
Yeah. You know you can't stuff a human?
Okay.
Because they
yeah.
Do that.
He's embalmed. Preserved.
Pretty soon he's going to start looking.
That's glass around that, though.
Yeah, that's glass around that. It's a huge monument.
Don't open it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he's still there.
See? Soldiers behind him, guarding.
You get the curse of the mummy.
He's the leader. He's the founder of Soviet Russia.
He's the Russian mummy.
Okay? So, yeah, you can still go see him. He's the hero, which is kind of crazy.
That's well, I guess.
Are we going to do that to our residents?
No, we did it to popes, though. So, here's what happens, though.
Oh, no.
Joseph Stalin takes over for him.
Oh,
it depends on your definition of bad.
I know about this guy.
For human sake, not good. For Russia's sake,
still not good.
Bad.
Depends on what you want.
I don't
okay.
want that.
So, like I said, pretty short day here. Joseph Stalin takes over. All right, I have here for you a short little video. We're not going to watch the whole thing on this, but I want to show you the end of it here because it talks mainly about the revolution. All right. So here we go.